Guess what? Good morning, everybody, or afternoon, or evening, or whatever it is in your town right now. This is Lindsay McCary speaking to you, and I've come back once more with my gang to bring you another load of Guess What teasers for you. As you may know by this time, the idea of this little game is that we ask you to provide yourself with a few sheets of paper and a pencil while the lads of the band play our theme melody. Then we'll come back and delve into the mysteries of a couple of mental sticklers. Will you do that? Get pencil and paper, and then we'll be right back for the first Guess What for this time. The first Guess What problem for this session. Here it is. An author is working on his latest story far, far into the dim small hours of the morning. This writer is, shall we say, an inveterate smoker. He suddenly discovers that he has smoked all his available cigarettes. He looks through his desk, through his smoking cabinet, no more cigarettes. And no stores are open at that time of the morning. What does he do? Well, he's a most resourceful soul. He digs around in the ashtrays and finds that there are the remains of 36 cigarettes. He finds a package of cigarette papers, but no tobacco. So he takes the remains of the used cigarettes, numbering 36, remember, and makes new cigarettes out of them. He discovers that it takes six of the used to make one new one. Six old ones to provide sufficient tobacco to make one new one. Now, here's the problem. From the time he discovers his shortage, how many cigarettes does he smoke? Well, we'll give you the correct answer later. And here's number two for this time. My gang and I are going to give you seven statements which we're asking you to write down on your paper. You won't be able to keep them all in your mind, and every one is most important to the correct solution of the problem. Another reason I'm suggesting you write it down is this. I think you'll have some fun with it yourself, with your friends who won't have heard it. Slowly so that you can catch each word of each statement. Then we'll repeat them more quickly, just so you may check your accuracy in copying them. Ready? Here are the seven statements. Number one.
A train crew is made up of three men. Firemen, brakeman, and engineer. Jones, Smith, and Brown. But not necessarily in that order.
Statement number two.
On the same train are three businessmen. Mr. Jones, Mr. Smith, and Mr. Brown.
Statement number three.
Mr. Jones earns $3,000 a year.
Statement number four.
Mr. Jones lives in Detroit.
Statement number five.
The brakeman's nearest neighbor, 1 of the businessmen, earns twice as much as the brakeman who earns $1,000 a year.
Statement number six.
Smith beat the fireman at billiards.
And statement number seven.
The brakeman lives halfway between Detroit and Chicago. One of the businessmen whose name is the same as the brakeman's lives in Chicago.
Now, here's the question.
What is the engineer's name?
Now we'll repeat the statements for you so that you may be certain that you have copied them all correctly. Statement number one.
A train crew is made up of three men. Fireman, brakeman, and engineer. Jones, Smith, and Brown. But not necessarily in that order.
Statement number two.
On the same train are three businessmen. Mr. Jones, Mr. Smith, and Mr. Brown.
Statement number three.
Mr. Jones earns $3,000 a year.
Statement number four.
Mr. Brown lives in Detroit.
Statement number five.
The brakeman's nearest neighbor, one of the businessmen, earns twice as much as the burns $1,000 a year.
Statement number six.
Smith beat the fireman at billiards.
And to number seven.
The brakeman lives halfway between Detroit and Chicago. One of the businessmen whose name is the same as the brakeman's lives in Chicago.
What is the engineer's name? Huh? Did you give up? Oh, now, listen, you can't give up. Just think, you'd go through the rest of your life calling the engineer what's his name. We'll give you some time right here to think it over. Then we'll be back with the answers. Good luck. Mental processes function this time. Anyway, here's the answer to our first guess what. The problem concerned the writer who discovered his shortage of cigarettes and had to roll new ones out of the remains of the old ones. Remember, he could make one new one out of six old ones. How many cigarettes was he able to smoke after he discovered the shortage?
Seven.
Seven is correct. And why?
Because after he had smoked the six new cigarettes, which he had made out of the 36 old ones, he would then have the remains of six more, out of which he could make the last and seventh cigarette.
Right. Seven is the answer. You may score yourself 25 for a correct answer to that. Now, let's figure out the name of the engineer in the second problem for this session.
Was the engineer's name Brown?
No, because according to statement number 6...
Smith beat the fireman at billiards.
Therefore, Smith is either the engineer or the brakeman. Further, according to statement number 7...
One of the businessmen, whose name is the same as the brakeman's, lives in Chicago.
And according to statement number 4...
Mr. Brown lives in Detroit.
Therefore, the brakeman's name is either Smith or Jones, and thus Brown is the fireman.
Could the engineer's name be Jones?
No, because first, according to statement number 5...
The brakeman's nearest neighbor, one of the businessmen, earns twice as much as the brakeman, who earns $1,000 a year.
Now, Mr. Jones, earning $3,000 a year, earns three times as much as the brakeman. Therefore, he couldn't be his nearest neighbor. And inasmuch as Mr. Brown lives in Detroit, Mr. Jones must live in Chicago. And thus, according to statement number 7, bear the same name as the brakeman. Therefore, the brakeman's name must be Jones, leaving the only one of the three names left for the engineer...
Smith.
Right, Smith. Well, I hope, yes, we all sincerely hope this explanation of guess what number 2 hasn't been too involved for you to catch it during the short time we've had to give it to you. But I truly believe that if you'll study over the 7 statements with the knowledge that the engineer's name is Smith, you'll see how it works out. And try it on your friends. And next time, we'll really try to have something a little more simple for you. If you did get the answer to that one, you may give yourself a score of 75. That gives you a total possible of 100. And give us a hint that it's time to bid you adios for this time. And until our next meeting, goodbye now.